Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome everyone to REG, the Rolling Energy Group radio show. Tonight is our Monday night tribute to veterans. Thank you, all present and past veterans. Some gave all, and we thank you for all you do for our freedom, for our country. Now, a couple little quick disclaimers. This show has not been evaluated or elevated or anything with the government agencies. So we ask that you pertain not to ask anything medical whatsoever. We will not participate in asking medical questions. We are not here to diagnose. We are not here to prevent. We're not here to talk about any kind of cures. If you are currently taking any kind of medication whatsoever, make sure you get with a board-certified, licensed practitioner and doctor and discuss what you hear tonight with them and bring them to the show, but do not stop any of your medications. Second, this show will not promote literally any kind of income claims. We do not talk about any kind of income claims because every single one of you are different and unique. Some of you will take this and see what it is and take it serious, and some of you can, you write your own check. Some of you will not believe what you're hearing, and you will not do anything whatsoever. But what I want you to think about, I want you to grab a pen. I want you to grab a piece of paper. Because what if you had in your hand the technology that literally you could take any kind of medication, any kind of pill, any kind of vitamin, any kind of liquid, any kind of product, literally, and clone it, replicate it, and actually physically duplicate it and isolate the frequencies of that product? Because every product that you happen to see, from a windshield to asphalt to plumbing to building materials to construction and steel, has its own unique resonating energy. And that's what we're going to discuss tonight, is quantum resonating energy. But first, I need to get a couple things out of the way and thank some people. I want to thank each and every one of you first for coming on tonight, because I value your time. I know you could be spending time with your family, doing a lot of things other than spending time with us here with our radio show. Second, I want to thank the branding partners that work our board for us, because without them, Irv and I couldn't travel across the United States and bring this information to you. Now, third, I want to introduce you to my business partner, my friend, a mentor to me. I've known Irv, God, years. He and I have both have built brick-and-mortar linear businesses that exceeded more than $3.6 million a year in sales. So with that, I think we're qualified to talk to you a little bit about how you can build a business. Now, Irv is a little different. I've got a little marketing degree and a little business degree from Colorado State. But Irv actually was a college professor. He actually taught students and graduate students. He has an MBA. He has a psychology degree. He has a speech degree. He has a marketing degree. But what he's really known for, besides writing two curriculums for the two universities in Ohio, he's known as the nature for the foremost.
Let's introduce Irv Samuels. He will speak about the products and other things. Irv, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
All right. Appreciate everybody tuning in this evening. We're going to cover a lot of information relatively quickly. And if you pay attention, embrace the information, begin to utilize what you're going to be informed about, it will literally change your life. So let's start in the beginning. Well, it's not really the beginning. The beginning was, you know, the Lord created, you know, well, we won't go far that far back. But we are going to talk about quantum resonating energy, which is absolutely the Creator's realm. Back in about 1895, there was a young man that came to America. He was absolutely a sharp, highly educated individual. He specifically was a physicist, a mechanical engineer, an electrical engineer. And later on, a man named Albert Einstein, when asked a simple question in an interview, he was asked, what's it like to be the smartest man in the world? And Mr. Einstein responded, I have no clue. You'd have to ask Nikola Tesla. Put your head around that. Smart guy, a futurist. A lot of the ideas that he was working on, he died in the 40s, still have not come to fruition. We're pretty much clueless because he was thinking in such advanced order. But let's talk a little bit about a couple of his projects that you may be aware of. The Niagara River underneath Niagara Falls has a little hydro plant under it. And that plant literally powers the entire Niagara region. That was one of the original patents of Nikola Tesla. You may have heard of the radio, okay? A lot of people immediately associate, the transmission of sound waves through the air with Marconi. Well, turns out that Marconi was disavowed his legal rights to that because he stole it from Nikola Tesla. There's so many things we could talk about, but I'm just going to, cut to the chase, and let's talk about one of the realms he was talking about in the 20s, something called quantum resonating energy. Everything in this world resonates energy, and he certainly had his head around it back in the 20s. Well, let's jump 100 years. In 2012, a young man in New Hampshire was invited to the Tesla convention. And the Tesla convention is an esoteric event in which some of the sharpest minds in the world congregate and they share ideas. Well, when this young man was invited, boy, he was excited about going. Told his father, I have to go, Dad. It's going to be the biggest event in my life. It's going to probably, kind of form a lot of what I do the rest of my life. And it did. It is. But I guess I gave it away. He wasn't going to be allowed to go because his father was concerned about him going to Germany, kind of a backwoods kid from New Hampshire, and being with some of the geekiest minds, and I say that respectfully, in the world. He didn't know what to think of that. He didn't know if his son Mike was ready for that. So he basically, kind of was giving them some resistance, but Mike eventually won out, and Rick came up with a great compromise, and that is, all right, Mike, you're going, but I'm going with you. And that's exactly what happened. They attended all the seminars and all the breakout sessions, and boy, did they get some brain swell. Well, after the convention, Mike mentioned to his father, he said, Dad, based upon what we heard and some of the ideas I have, I believe I could come up with some practical applications of those energy things and ultimately impact the world. And his dad did a double take, quadruple take. He couldn't believe his son said that because everything that he heard at the event was like science fiction. And that's an understatement. It was like, beam me up, Scotty. It was so futuristic that, Rick didn't even think it during his lifetime he'd have any possibility of experiencing the benefits of what they were listening to, yet something practical. So at that point, he was shocked, and he said, Mike, what are you talking about? He said, Dad, I got this. Please, just give me your checkbook. Trust me. And Rick had recently sold one of his companies as an Inc. 500 company to the international industrial giant Kyocera for big bucks. So wasn't about money. But he's a conservative businessman, and, he wanted to really understand what his son had in mind, and his son said, I'm going to set up a quantum physics laboratory, state-of-the-art, and I'm going to go to work with frequencies. And that's exactly what he did once he got that checkbook. Didn't take him very long. He came up with an idea that was patentable. And it literally is the beginning of the trail that you're about to hear, okay, which will have so many beneficial facts in every aspect of your life. The first patent, which, they applied for back you know, in 2012, but it took a couple of years before it was actually sanctioned by the patent office. And now they have five additional patents and a lot of ideas that soon will be patent pending, and you'll see phenomenal research and development leading to better and better and better technologies. So pay attention. Here we go. The first patent was we have the ability to isolate frequencies from any source. So whether you're looking at a light bulb, whether you're looking at a glass window or you're looking through your windshield or you're looking at concrete or pavement or, you know, specifically cobblestone, or if you're eating a vitamin or a mineral or you're eating some kind of a plant or you're walking on the earth, they all are resonating specific frequencies of quantum energy, exclusive to themselves. So the first part was isolate the frequency, and you can read the patents, get back to the individual who invited you here tonight, and they'll be glad to guide you to where you can look over all the facts. Deep in, you know, jump into the rabbit hole as deep as you want to go. So the second part of the patent was once we have the frequency that, you know, came from a specific source, we then embed it into a storage device, a substrate. And after 8 years of experimentation, they're literally continuously improving on, you know, their research and development and their manufacturing and their quality control. But the bottom line is they found something that really works well, and they're using it consistently, and that is holograms in carbon fiber materials. Now, these aren't your basic holograms and certainly not your basic carbon fiber material. In fact, when you begin to take a look at one of the items I'm going to be talking about shortly, a food freshness card, which is a hologram, you'll note it's not your basic hologram. It has geometric patterns in it, and it has layering in it. And the reason that they picked the substrates that they have, and I'm going to call those batteries from here on in just for simple understanding purposes. We put energy in it. It stores it kind of like a battery, but it's quantum resonating energy within these batteries. So the advantage of these particular substrates is that they hold the energy efficiently without it morphing. And the third part, and this is going to be the one that if you have difficulty sleeping tonight, you know, just trying to get your head around what I'm about to tell you, it is not unusual. Most of us had the same experience because it's just too futuristic. It's hard to believe that technology has advanced this far. And here is the facts. Once that substrate has the energy, you know, embedded into it, and it could be one frequency, it could be two frequencies. We actually have some modalities that we'll talk about that have more than 100 different resonating energy frequencies embedded into the battery. And when anything with an energy field comes into the proximity of one of these batteries, it specifically gains the benefit as if it had consumed the original source emanating the energy. And I just say you don't have to eat minerals and vitamins and, you know, plants anymore, that you can do it energetically. Turns out you can. Turns out it works, you know, more efficiently than the original, you know, normal process. And the reason for that is that sometimes digestion gets in the way. Sometimes, you know, there's chemicals and other complications in the plants we eat. And when you buy a mineral or a supplement or whatever, it could be adulterated, and it might not even have any of the original, you know, kind of mineral that you're looking for contained in it that's bioavailable. Well, with energy, your body immediately begins to utilize that. It resonates, and it begins to, and I'm going to say, and I hate to use this term, but a lot of people can get their head around this, harmonize with the energy field of your body. And when that happens, things begin to really progress in the way of getting benefits. And the other thing that's hard to believe, but now a fact, is that when you come in contact with one of these resonating batteries, you have absolutely the same benefit as if you had been exposed to the source emanating the energy. Okay, an example. We have a device called an earthing card. And earthing is a extremely viable way of getting healthier. In fact, there's so many known facts. Here's a video, 7 minutes long, and it will basically open your eyes to what we know about earthing and how important it is for your vital health. And just go and watch it. 7 minutes, a medical doctor answering the question, how much earthing is enough? And the simplicity is, the more the merrier, because you'll get more and more and more benefits. And we now have a simple battery made out of carbon fiber that holds the frequency of the earth, giving you the ability to have the continuous impact of earthing frequency simply by carrying this card in your energy field. Amazing. So let's jump ahead, talk about some other, you know, benefits that are available through these technologies. One is called Relief. It's a peel and stick hologram. Holds energy for about 72 hours. You bring it into your energy field and it will produce relief. Relief from anxiety and stress, relief from physical discomfort, relief from nausea, indigestion, pretty much any time your body needs some relief. Stick one of these on, stick it where it hurts, and you'll be amazed at how efficiently it begins to bring relief. If one doesn't do it, to two, up at the four. Put a whole sheet on. It doesn't make any difference. You can't overdose on energy. Your body absolutely only will use what it needs. Now, here's a little tip, and that is we are energy beings, but the efficiency of energy works with hydration. You need to be hydrated. Drink lots of water. The more you drink, the better it is. The guide pretty much for ideal amount of water to bring your body to optimal hydration levels is you take your body weight, whatever that is, divide it by two, and whatever that number comes out to, drink that many ounces of water every day. And the closer you get to that number, the more efficiently your body will begin to function in every aspect. And these energy modalities will work much more efficiently. I'm going to really speed by the rest right now. I'm going to talk about immunity. You need it. I'm going to talk about burn. You need it. What it does is it helps your body sculpt. It literally will allow you to drop inches and pounds. It will allow you to naturally begin to detox, get some of the chemicals that have accumulated over a lifetime from the food we eat, the water that we drink, the air we breathe, the chemicals that we're exposed to continuously, and they store in the body. Time to get them out, you will become much healthier. And it does other things. We'll have some testimonials later on, I hope. Also, we have a CBD resonator. Okay, this battery is amazing. It has the energy only of full-spectrum organic CBD. Doesn't get any better. No chemicals, so you don't have to worry about any drug testing complications. You don't have to worry about mismanagement of the product development. You know, it comes from the cannabis plant, but sometimes, you know, zealous manufacturers will add fillers. You know, they'll make it taste great. They'll add peppermint or they'll add orange or... And if it's done wrong, it will denigrate the ability of the body to utilize the CBD. And they put fillers in. You know why? Because fillers are a lot cheaper than CBD oil. And, you know, the reality is it doesn't get any better than with energy. Try it. Prove it yourself. You know, if you use CBD, you're going to have, you know, kind of something that steps up the benefit. If you don't use CBD or you've tried it and you said it didn't do anything, well, it's not that CBD doesn't work. It's that whatever you tried didn't work. And the key is that you need to stimulate your endocannabinoid system. It's a system that every mammal has. It's a natural part of our being. And what it does is it guides the body back into balance. Every aspect of your body needs to be in balance. And if you don't have a CBD stimulating factor going on, if you don't have something stimulating that endocannabinoid system, you have a problem. And if it gets way out of balance, you're going to have a serious problem. And then it's maybe too late. Don't let that happen. We have other batteries. We have a sleep battery. Need I say more? You need deep restorative sleep. We have a Revive battery, great for anything from the neck on up. We have a Nitro battery, stimulates cardiovascular optimal actions. In a couple takeaways, if you up with the Nitro battery, what it does is it stimulates the natural production of nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is a gas produced within the cardiovascular system of every mammal. And unfortunately, as we get older, we produce less and less. A takeaway, as you begin to use our resonators and the levels of nitric oxide production begin to, you know, develop and flourish back 10 years, back 20 years, back to when you were youthful. When you have that benefit going on in your body, you'll notice better performance in every aspect of your life, mental clarity and focus, specifically physical activity. Heading to the bedroom, would you like a little better performance? And after you, you know, really exert yourself, maybe you're going to do some kind of competitive activity, time to run a 100-yard dash, or maybe, you know, I have a friend that's a marathon runner, a long-distance marathon runner. You know, they run hundreds of miles, in my opinion, insane. But the bottom line is, wouldn't you like to have better performance when you do that and faster recovery? Going to talk about three other patented, exclusive technologies that, you know, are effective, inexpensive, and work incredibly well. The first is an EMF shield. Electromagnetic frequency is a dangerous, pernicious reality in our world. Pretty much everything, all the high-tech gadgets in your house, whether it's your smart appliances, whether your cell phone, your router, your laptop, whether it's your vacuum cleaner, your hair dryer, your burglar alarm system, it goes on and on. Pretty much there are so many dangerous things about, you know, about our house and about our person. And we have a simple modality. Don't take our word for it. Investigate. We have a little four-minute video. When you watch it, you will be convinced as to the importance of these inexpensive EMF shields. Put them on every device, especially protect your children and your grandchildren. We have a food freshness card. It is amazing. It's going to save you a ton of money. If you have any friends that have some kind of small commercial business in which they have things that spoil, whether it's fruits or produce of any kind, vegetables, whether it's cut flowers, whether it's just food in general, food waste is a major waste in our world. And we have a technology that mitigates that, extends the vibrancy, the vitality, the freshness of things like, you know, whatever's in your refrigerator, your dairy, your cheese, anything that tends to get spoiled in a relatively short period of time will stick around much longer and will taste fresh much, much, much longer. So at least get back to the person that invited you and buy one of those today. You know, if nothing else makes any sense to you, if you don't have any aches and pains, you don't care about your immunity, you know, absolutely don't want to sleep perfectly, you don't want to get healthier, you know, ignore all that. Let's all save some money. Purchase a food freshness card. And it has so many other benefits. And the final item I started to talk about earlier is the earthing card. It not only will make you stronger, and we could demonstrate this. As soon as you have one of these in your hands, within a minute, you are stronger. You have better range of motion. You have better balance. A lot of people notice mental clarity and focus, a calming feeling, a feeling of well-being. It just makes a huge difference in bringing you back to the basics that you would have if you take the time to do a lot of earthing. Take your shoes off and spend the next 6 months with your feet on the ground. And you get, you know, pretty much the same benefit that you'll get out of carrying this card. But most people aren't willing to do that. Most people can't do that. Most people have to, you know, drive cars or drive trucks or Specifically, some of them need to, you know, get in their airplanes. You know, active military guys, they are not on the earth. And we thank all of our military people for their service, our retired veterans. Again, nothing in this world is free, and, you know, some people gave the ultimate sacrifice, and some people, well, all of our veterans, all of our military have contributed to, you know, the benefits that everybody gets to enjoy daily. We thank you. We can't thank you enough. These modalities will help you. They will make major differences in your life, just like everyone else on the planet. And the earthing card also mitigates the complications of 3G, 4G, 5G, and even dirty electricity. So, you know, though you can protect yourself from the devices that you own, you can't protect yourself from the smart meter on the neighbor's house. You can't protect yourself from when you, you know, go to your phone and you or your laptop or notebook and you look up to find out if there's a Wi-Fi connection nearby and you see 60 of them show up. How are you going to protect yourself from 59 of them? You don't even know where they are or whose they are or how to even get to them. Well, the earthing card automatically mitigates those complications. So that is a quick overview, and we'll be glad to answer questions shortly. In the meantime, I just want to mention that you, listening to this information, now have the opportunity, if you choose, to capitalize on each and every one of these technologies. The company, which is an eight-year-old company with serious distribution in 84 countries around the world, about a year ago opened their doors to afford individuals like myself and you the ability to profit from their patents. You could become a brand partner. It doesn't cost anything, so there's no financial risk. In my opinion, you would be remiss if you do not become a brand partner tonight. Simply by becoming a brand partner, get back to the person who invited you, and they'll be glad to walk you through the process. You'll receive a self-replicated website that the company maintains without any cost to you. And each and every time anybody goes to that website and makes a purchase, you earn money. Simple. It gets much better. And that is, if you choose, you could also leverage. You know, you can indeed go out and find other entrepreneurs that might have an interest in these patented products. You might find some nonprofit organizations or some businesses around the world and introduce them to this company. And ultimately, you have the ability to get overrides on their sales also. So investigate. Get back to the individual who invited you here. They'll be glad to share the eight separate ways that this company pays you so that you can go into all the details. If you're looking to just acquire the products for free simply by sharing this information, you can do that. You can earn enough money to buy every product in the product line many times over. You could develop part-time income. You could develop full-time income working part-time. And if you get the vision like some of us do, if you understand the future is energy and this is just an amazing company that happens to be pioneering that field, there literally is on the table for you and your family any income that you aspire to develop. It's not easy. Requires work. You need to become a good inviter. I'm not suggesting that you do an explanation like I did here tonight. I am suggesting that you invite people to this explanation. We do this radio blog show 5 nights a week, every night except for Tuesday and Friday night, same time, 8 p.m. Eastern time, 5 p.m. Pacific time. And all you need to do is invite people. Those people that you invite get freebies. They get a 9-day to a 36-day supply of resonators absolutely free. And each time you successfully have a new brand partner on, I'm sorry, a new first-time listener on, you get a 6-day supply. So it doesn't get any simpler than that to build a global business. With that, please do not procrastinate. Take action. try the products. They're all unconditionally guaranteed, minimum 90 days. And some of the carbon fiber materials, the EMF shields, the the freshness guard are unconditionally guaranteed for an entire year, but they'll last a lot longer. So there is no financial risk of any kind on anything. With that, I certainly appreciate your tuning in this evening. Please stick by. We're going to give some resonators away to first-time listeners, and we're going to have some testimonials and answer some questions. So with that, Gary, are you back by any chance?
Yeah, I hit a dead spot. I am in Montana, and so it came in and went, but yes, I'm back. All right, ladies and gentlemen,
great.
I hope you took some great notes. And we want to give away some resonators. So if you are a first-time caller and this is the first time that you've actually called in and listened in, here's what I need. I need you to press 1 on your phone. If you've muted yourself, hit star 6. You had to hit star 6 to mute yourself, but hit star 6 to unmute yourself. I need your first name only. Don't need your whole name. I need your state you're calling from. And I'd like to get the person that invited you, because when you win, they win. So it's a win-win for our branding partners and our new people. So with that, Sean's going to call out the last 4 digits of a phone number, of your telephone number. And when you hear the last 4 digits of your telephone number, that means your mic is live. So, and hang around after you basically... ask your question or for testimonials. All right, who do we have?
9-4-0.
This is Tom Matthew McAvoy here, sir.
Great. How are you doing?
I'm just checking out y'all's radio show this evening, trying to get in touch, checking out that Earthing card and a few different of y'all's medallions and stuff.
Great.
For paint.
Who invited you tonight?
Ron Ostergaard.
Ron Ostergaard, great. What did you think about what you heard?
Man, I think that it was pretty good. The invite was great, and I think that, I'm very glad and thankful for Ron inviting me to y'all's team. And if everything goes right, I get me a little product and get my – see how good it works. Make sure the pain goes away in my body. I probably can promote it. I'm probably getting some all over the world.
We don't say that word, but in the discomfort, here's the catch. You got to be willing to take your body weight and divide it by 2. You start drinking water now and getting your body acclimated to water, distilled water, spring water. And then if you will basically... Wednesday night and Thursday night, so we can get them to you quicker. If you can get 4 people to say your name Wednesday night and Thursday night, we will take and bump up your resonators from 3 up to 12, and we will give you an EMF shield. So that's a contest we're running for all new people. As a first-time listener, you will basically bump it up from 3 all the way to 12 resonators, and then when you put them on, you keep drinking the water, and you do a 1-2 punch, which is a nitro and a relief. You're gonna you're gonna knock it out, and hopefully my friend Scott's on here. He had a T6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 bad problem in his back, and if it can take out the discomfort from that, I'm sure anything you got will knock it out. We guarantee them 90 days unconditional, so honestly, we know they work if you drink the water. That's the only thing that's going to not make it work efficiently if you're not drinking enough water. But get with Ronald. Ask him how to get some people on the call. And get 4 additional people Wednesday and Thursday night, and you can win some free resonators.
Yes, sir. That sounds excellent. And how about the testimony?
Thank you,
do you
for
have
calling
any,
in.
Testimonies for people?
Yeah,
have
we're
going to
have some
you.
Coming up. We're going to have some coming up here in a minute.
Okay.
Have you
okay.
tried the product yet at all? Go ahead, Sean. Press 1, ladies and gentlemen. Sean, you here?
491, you're live.
Hello?
Yeah,
hello.
Go ahead.
Hi. Hi, everyone. Afternoon.
Afternoon. Who we have on the line and who invited you and what state you from?
All right. So my name is James Leo Katniss, Jr. Dr. Megan Markley invited me, and I'm in Pennsylvania.
Great. What did you think about what you heard?
Oh, I loved it. I think it's great. It's something I'd definitely use.
Well, that's great. If you will go to basically, and everyone that's new, if you'll write this website down, it is www.quantumsolutionsnow.info. Quantumsolutionsnow.info. And then read over it carefully, scroll to the bottom. After you read it, there's 15 lines. Pick and choose whatever you'd like to know more about. And then right above those 15 individual lines, you'll see a little box. Put the information in that box and contact the person that invited you to the show and let them know that you filled out that information. When they get an email, they'll contact you, and they'll either get in touch with Irv or myself, Sean or Richard. They'll get in touch with one of us, and we will share with you what you need to do to get your resonators. And then if you will invite four people Wednesday and Thursday night, normally we say a week, but I like to get people to get them quick and fast, if that makes sense. So Wednesday and Thursday night, if you'll get four people to come on and literally say your name, and be a first-time caller. If they fill out the form correctly, when they click submit, they got to make sure that it says successfully submitted, because if they don't see that little button that says successfully submitted, that means we're not going to get it. And if we don't get it, we don't know you filled the form out. So make sure you fill it out, read it carefully, make sure you click on the button and put everything in the box. And then the person, contact immediately the person that invited you. And, Sean, if you would, text everybody the quantumsolutionsnow.info. Text them the website. And hang around for some testimonials. And thank you for calling in. And looking forward to seeing you Wednesday and Thursday night.
Thank you Press for having
one,
me.
Ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Come back often. All right, Sean, you got anyone else that's pressed one at this time?
Not at this time.
Anybody got testimonials? Press one. Now, Sean, while we're waiting on people, you've got a real good testimonial that deals with relief and deals with the CBD. And tell everybody exactly how skeptical you really were. Just the floor is yours. Actually, the mic is yours. So tell your story.
Oh, boy. Well, first, I'm a long-haul truck driver, and it's really – 0047, your mic is live.
Oh, okay. This is Mark Andio, and just had some information to share with everybody. Can you hear me okay?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
We can, Mark. What state you calling from and who originally invited you?
I'm calling from Ohio. And
great.
I'm already a member of Nature's, but it's Irv Samuels got me involved along
good.
With David Anderson with the company. And the information I wanted to share has to do with a conversation that I had with Irv a few nights ago, and he asked me if I'd like to get on and just share a few things about this. So I will. I hope I am able to communicate with everybody at this level. What it is has to do with the effect on air in an indoor environment by the use of the frequencies in water, especially structured water. And if you don't know what structured water is, you just Google it, and you'll see about 800 scientists talking about structured water and the value. So I'm not going to cover that. But my main profession for the last 35 years has to do with being an indoor air quality specialist and now a structured water specialist in addition to that. So just real quickly on indoor air quality, what I can do, I'll go over quickly, but what I didn't know I could do with the frequencies is what I learned. I can purify indoor air to the point where you could basically perform surgery on any floor that I, you know, purify. I can change the mood of the occupants in the room with special ionization, negative ionization mostly. And I could generate a guarantee a room to be 100% COVID-free if I really wanted to, put a stamp on it, and a whole bunch of other things with indoor air. But dealing with the frequencies and water, there's been two different doctors that have talked on our Saturday programs about this, and one of them said, you know, put the frequencies, take the earthing card, or now maybe the food freshness card, and charge, you know, or just put a cup of water on top of it, or put the card inside the water, or whatever, I'd put it inside the water, and then have about five or six glasses like that charged with the frequencies and put it all around your bedroom or whatever room, your office, put it around your whole house, and you basically will have the benefits of the effects of the frequencies in the air, ambient air, that you breathe and are inside. And the reason is that water, unbeknownst to most people, has memory. And believe it or not, basically water is a living thing, just like we are. And ironically, we are 70% water, so we basically are water too. But what happens is that because the water has memory, it can take the frequencies, and when you remove the card, the water is holding the frequencies and emitting them out probably with evaporation or golly knows what it does with frequencies. But the other thing that it does has to do with the woman out of France, the doctor out of France, who talked about the food freshness card and uses it for chakra points and 100 other uses. That's incredible. If you can ever get the archive video on that, you really should watch it, especially naturopaths. But the thing that blew me away with what she said that I understood that most people probably, like Irv said, it kind of passed him. He just didn't really pay much attention to it. She said you could put the food freshness card into the return ductwork of your forced air heating and air conditioning system. And when the fan runs, believe it or not, because the air has water vapor in it, and of course in the summers it has a high amount of humidity and water vapor, but all throughout the year it has water vapor. And because the water vapor is water, it will, and has a memory, it will pick up the frequencies and distribute the frequencies that you're using there throughout the complete indoor environment. And I don't know if you understand what that means, but that's a very, very powerful thing. So we talked about that, and I said I would mention something about it just because it's kind of my background. And I'm blown away because knowing what I know about ionization and how I can change the mood of people with negative ionization in the air, now you can affect the people with frequencies throughout the whole environment of any indoor air building or envelope anywhere. And that's profound. That's profound. That's all. That's my comment.
I've been saying, I don't know if you've listened to the show before, but I've been saying that for over 9 months.
I'm sure you have. I've heard you before, but I'm not sure you talked about the return air duct and frequencies and absorbing the memory and water of frequencies. Did you mention that by chance?
I didn't know that, but I put it in my return duct more than 9 months ago, and the air in the house just completely changed, and everybody walks in, just their mood is better. They smell, and then they step back outside, step back in, and want to know why everything smells so fresh.
Well, think about
it. It works.
Retail business on the planet and how that would affect all their customers, and then you'll realize the value of what you're saying.
I mean,
it's huge. Business standpoint, it's
I mean,
great.
It
it's
is
profound.
Absolutely. From a business standpoint, it's huge. You could literally change the whole entire environment, and you go in with the earthing water and show them that they could take their earthing card and their food freshness card, and they can literally increase sales. One of our Reiki masters didn't believe me, and I told her, I said, just try it. And I kept pushing her. And I said, do you want to change the atmosphere in your store? And she said, well, it's pretty positive. I said, do you think it's pretty positive? I said, put some glasses, and I said, basically just get you a wash tub, fill it full of water, throw your earthing card and throw your food freshness card in there for 3 or 4 hours, and then dip you some glasses and put them in throughout your store and put them in corners and watch what happens. Ever since she's done that, her sales have increased, and hopefully she's on the call tonight, but her sales have increased over 50%+.
Unbelievable.
But I've told people for 9 months, it's been in my return duct. I didn't realize about the water, but I should have thought about that because it does. You know, I know I'm not having to change my fuel, my air filter in my house as much because it's not getting as dirty, and the air just smells. I mean, it smells so fresh. But if you think about it, it takes out the mold, the mildew. It smells good. But everybody in the house has. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you triggered a thought on the business side that I'd like to share with people because I'm kind of a marketing person more than a technical person or certainly not an administrative person or a laborer. But on the business side, I recently went to a CBD store because I couldn't stand it anymore, seeing every fourth building saying we have CBD. I had to go inside and say, what are you guys giving away here? So anyway, I met with the people. Long story short, I ended up getting to meet the owner. I sat down with the owner and I said, well, he said, what do you need to meet with me for? And I said, well, tell me what you know about frequencies. Like CBD frequencies. And he said, I have no idea what you're talking about. And I said, well, here's what's happening. CBD can be delivered to your customers, to anyone in the world, through the use of frequencies penetrating their body, okay? They don't need to ingest any. And quite honestly, if you ingest too much oil, CBD, you really tax the liver and can destroy the liver. And you know how people are. If one gulp of CBD or whatever, one squirt is good, maybe 10 is better. Well, 10 is not better. So they don't know the dosage. They really don't know the concentration. They have no clue what they're doing. They're just throwing stuff out there and people are taking it. But what I said to him was, I said, well, you can either deal with it now and accept frequencies and learn about it from me and test it on all kind of people and either put it in your store and be ready for the competition down the road, or you can just wait for the competition, which is the people that have frequencies that will be taking your business away. So either you can make it complimentary, an added benefit to people. Maybe this CBD frequencies will enhance your product. Bottom line is, no matter what, I cannot sell you on it. You have to convince yourself. So I'll supply you with as many samples as you need to be convinced. Now, this man owned 13 stores with probably $250,000 of inventory in each one. And he gave me his name, his phone number, his address, his email. I'm overnighting him stuff. And I just told him, I said, you need to be educated. I can't sell you. And once, if you're convinced, I won't tell you what to do with it, because you'll know what to do. And all you have to do is make sure you understand the margins and whatnot. So anyway, it's another, they say, for your salespeople, people that really want to go out and they're wondering, how do you handle somebody like an owner of a CBD store? That's how you handle them. You just tell them, either deal with it now or deal with it later. Might as well make money on it now.
And
that's my attitude.
They don't know nothing about frequencies. And when you talk about frequencies of people, they look at you like, what are you talking about?
They have no clue whatsoever. No, they have no clue. I was there with him and three of his partners, and none of them had any idea what I was talking about. I talked about Tesla. I talked about Rife. Nothing. Zero. Nada. And these guys are in their 13th store probably in 2 years. I can't imagine what kind of volume they do. And so anyway, that was them. And there's so many stores. I mean, I know Irv has had some incredible results, and I know you have. But the average person, you know, I'd be happy to talk to anybody about how to handle that. And between you, me, and Irv, we could teach people how to feel confident walking in and exactly what words to say to these people. Seriously. And if you just offer some samples, you say, I'd just like you to try a CBD sticker or a pet tag or whatever, and just tell me, do you feel anything? You know, or whatever. And just, and Irv said that in some cases they feel a lot because, I don't know, they're so in tune to CBD or something. I personally do not feel many effects from anything with CBD, including our product. I'm just one of those people that can drink 8 glasses of caffeine coffee and go right to sleep. So nothing affects me except I got rid of my pain. I got rid of weight with the burn. And I've gotten results with the fresh food card that are astronomical. So, you know, three out of the rest, I haven't really, I don't know what happens with immunity and different things like that. But I haven't picked up a lot of energy from the nitric oxide and things like that. So, but I am happy with what I've tried so far. I've gotten results. And, of course, the people around me that I've worked with, they obviously get results. So, so you know, I'm
With a nitro, you physically have to be physically doing something, or you won't notice anything. If you're sitting around, you're not doing nothing. If you're out, you know, doing something that's gonna, you know, play tennis or racquetball, or you go bowling or something that where you're getting active, you notice it. But if you know, or if you get a little frisky with a wife and you put a couple on, you'll notice it. I know my wife will not allow me to wear the nitro no more, period. She takes them off of me when I come in and she sees them, and she just says, nope, we're not having that game.
You have to charge more for those. Well, maybe I didn't
like
focus on
like
using them when
eggs.
I was actually doing
They're like
some
two little blue
so.
Pills.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway,
well,
thank you so much for that. That was, very educational. Thank you. You and I and Irv probably should get together. All right, Sean, do we have anyone else that's pressed one from listening to this? If not, go ahead and tell your testimonial.
No, nobody's pressed one. So, I'm a truck driver, and I had an accident February of last year. I got pulled off of a load that I was tarping, and caught myself with my left arm where I tore my labrum, and my bicep and my rotator cuff all in one hit. But I finished the load. And I ended up having surgery in June to further all the repairs. And I had to sleep sitting up after surgery, really uncomfortable. And I was in a lot of discomfort. I kind of try and stay clear of pain meds because, you know, being a trucker, I have a higher responsibility on the road for everything that I do. And I'm, you know, I'm very self-conscious about it. But in what happened, you know, I couldn't sleep. And, you know, I was in a lot of discomfort. And Gary passed me off some relief and CBD to help me and for me to try it out. I went and tried the relief right after it because I was desperate for sleep. And I was about to put one on right as soon as I got home. And about 8 minutes later, I was completely gone to sleep. I kept using those, and I got the first best sleep after that, you know. I kept using them through the PT and everything, and they said it was going to be 16 weeks before I was able to get back on the road driving. I was back on the road on the 24th of July of the same year. So cut it down drastically. After noticing the effects that the relief was giving me, I thought I'd try the CBD. I know what it does. I know about the saturation levels of the of THC in your fat cells, and how it stays in your system for a minimum of 30 days. And the max at your height of saturation is 2 weeks in your fat cells. And so I tried it for 2 weeks. Felt really good. Clarity, even with, you know, going through everything I was going through. I went to a friend of mine that worked for Department of Corrections. They do a harder test than the Department of Transportation does. And I asked him, and I paid him for a test. He ran the test, and he was like, you're taking these patches, but there's nothing in your system. So there is no THC in these. So I continue using them even while I'm doing this, while I'm out back on the road. It helps me with everything and helps me remain focused and balanced in everything I've done. I boomed up to about 300 pounds while I was sitting off, and I'm down to 235. I want to get down 35 more pounds. About a month ago, I had a very, very big scare, and I found a lump underneath my right arm, and my family has a very high history of cancer, and one of the most aggressive strands is in my family line, so I went in for an imaging, and they found a 3.5-inch long tumor that was about the size of a quarter around. Got back to them, and they removed it. During that time that I was, you know, I was still taking this CBD and, you know, and relieve again because of being in pain from it. It was about, what was that, a week ago, Gary, that they were there? They took that out,
yeah.
Laparoscopically, and I was having some discomfort with it, and he popped in there and said, hey, do this, and the nitro, and I had just gotten some nitro, and it's healed up. It's sealed up completely. There's no more of the liquid skin on it or anything. It helped it seal up, the wound heal up very fast. So, yeah, I know those these are, you know, hard to believe, but these products that we're trying and doing and using, they really work. I was very skeptical because I got a skeptic mind. I mean, you know, I don't know how else to say it. I'm a very analytical person. I look at things and, you know, how can a patch do this? And then I try it, and lo and behold, it works. So there you go.
Absolutely works. A couple weeks ago, I was up in Yakima, Washington, hadn't eaten all day, and I was getting tired and hungry. And I got this off this little taco truck that pulled up. Basically, most everything was sold out except for these little bitty Doritos, and they looked like they'd been baked and had something in them. And they had like eight of them for $5. And I thought, wow, that's a good profit there. But anyway, I said, okay, so I got them. It wasn't about 20 minutes after I ate them things, my stomach went flip-flopping. I started popping out in sweat. I went inside the 20-degree freezer trying to cool off, and the dude looked at me, and he says, what's wrong? I said, my stomach is, I just don't feel good. He said, that's your load bars? And I said, yeah. He said, tell you what. He said, go ahead and sign right here. And I signed, and he said, I'll secure your load. I'll throw you bills in the back of this. He said, go lay down. And he said, hopefully you'll feel a little bit better. And he said, when you get up, he said, you can go ahead. He said, I'll just block this door off for you. You ain't going to worry about it. So I went back to the truck, and it wasn't 10 minutes before I was losing everything. I just kept, and until nothing would come out, and then when nothing wouldn't come out no more, it was dry heaving. And then it went from dry heaving to where I was having to run to the restroom. And I thought, wow, coming out, you know, it was coming everywhere. So I realized that real fast. I said, you know, I got a food freshness card, so I went and laid down, and then I grabbed me some Nitro, I grabbed me some Wow and Relief. I stuck them on the bottom of my stomach where everything was going haywire at. 15 minutes, I fell asleep. When I woke up in about 5 hours, knowing that I didn't want to be sleeping all day because I wanted to get back to Georgia, I took off, and I didn't have any upset stomach. I wasn't tossing nothing up. I felt calm, felt very relaxed. Now, a little over 12 years ago, I'm 6 foot tall. I was 170 pounds, 175 pounds, and I was in my 40s, 44, 45, and I literally had to make a split-second decision because I had a lady run a red light, a young lady with two kids up in Washington going through, coming off the mountain, down the mountain, and if you time it just right sometimes, you're far enough back you can physically see the red light. And the red light turned green, and I'm probably, you know, 100 yards. I was starting to slow down, but the light turned green, so I started mashing on it. And I glanced up, and to my right was a white-looking car. And it come across the little white line on their side, not out in the middle of the road, but on their side. And I thought, oh, please don't do that. So I glanced to my left real quick. There's cars to my left and oncoming traffic. I glanced to my right and realized that there's nowhere to go. There's an emergency lane. So I started hitting the brakes, and I jerked the wheel to the right. And when I jerked the wheel to the right, I missed her probably 6 inches. But when I jerked it so hard, I normally basically have carpet rows and ceramic tile and hardwood flooring and buckets of glue and everything that you put down the flooring for a home or a business. And the trailer started turning, and it was turning to the right, meaning it was turning over. I clipped a telephone pole. I slid through an abandoned warehouse, and then 30 yards later, I slid down a 10-foot embankment. And all that weight come crashing on my right side. I've had problems ever since then, literally in very, very cold weather. I get stiff. It's hard to kind of walk on the right side. I get that old man that want to come around every once in a while and try to visit me. And these little stickers work wonders. The wife I had at that time, I think she was fattening me up for a kill because I had a $1 million policy. I went from 170, 175 pounds to 375 pounds. And January, my doctor told me, she says, you know, in July, your medical card's up for review. She says, this little thing with your blood is so high, we might have to put you on something where you're going to have to take a little shot. And I said, not happening. She said, you're going to die. And I said, well, I guess that'll happen because I'm not taking that. And she said, well, you better get to losing weight. And she says, you know, the study that we did, she said, you stop breathing, you know, every minute. You stop breathing literally 59 times in an hour. She says, that's not good. So she says, you got to lose weight. Well, Herb basically told me about this. First week or so, I was trying to wrap my arms around it and wrap it in my head because I just couldn't really believe it. But anyway, you know, I bit the dust and I bit the bullet and I ordered me some of them. And I started putting them on and I started drinking a lot of water. I rounded this up to 400 pounds and I started drinking 200 ounces of water. And it forces you to go to the bathroom. Well, I'm down to about 265. I got down to 255, and then I had a little problem with my skin, and nothing would hold on to my skin. And then I started putting the little resonators on a temple. I got a little jar that has a lid on it that I can drink water out of. So I started putting all these little burn resonators and WOW and CBD and immunity on everything because it wouldn't stick to my skin because my skin actually when my father was stationed in a military base, my skin actually overproduces. Nobody in our family has it, but I get psoriasis. Nothing was sticking, not a Band-Aid, nothing was sticking to my skin. So I put these little things on my glass, and believe it or not, you know, I've maintained where I was at, and then now my skin's starting to heal up because of my insurance has kicked in finally again. So I can start getting the proper medication for my absorbent skin. I'd love to find something that we could produce this and have a resonator for psoriasis. That would be huge plus. Maybe down the road we can work on something like that. But I got down to 255, over 120-pound loss. Ask me if these things work. You know, you heard me tell a little bit about the. I've got water in the corners of my house in my bedroom. I've got the food freshness card in my garage. I've got them in my freezers, my pantry. I've got them all over my entire house. I've got a lot of people that I've got involved in this. We've only gave back, literally, and refunded three people. Out of 100,000 plus customers and orders, we've only gave back three orders, two of which didn't even open them up. One was sent back within probably 5 or 10 minutes after they got it, but because the postmark and you look on it and it's wow. One was sent back the next day and when we talked to them. One had an emergency come up and couldn't afford to. She needed her money back. And then one kind of pretty much what lied to us and told us he was like 150 pounds when he was 450 pounds. Didn't tell me that he was extremely hairy because I would have told him that you need to shave a couple areas if you're going to use the burn. You know, you need to get the hair off your stomach where they'll stick. And or if you're putting them on your chest, you need to put them where they can stick and tape them on there. And he didn't tell me, like I said, he didn't tell me he's 450 pounds and he sweated a lot. Well, he said, because they fall off. Well, if you're 450 pounds and you're sweating a lot, yeah, when you get water around them, the adhesive is not going to hold with water. They're going to come off. So if you're going to take a shower, put a Band-Aid over them so they'll stick a little longer. Because most of the time, if you've got a high-pressure shower head on your shower, you're going to lose them. Well, if you can find them, you can stick them back on because they will work for 3 days. And if you're properly hydrated, you know, your body only pulls exactly your body is an intelligent being, okay? And these are intelligent, smart, basically resonators. So the two are going to harmonize and work collectively together. And they work synergetically together. So if you have a burn and a CBD, they complement each other and work great. And then if you have a wow and a nitro or a wow and a relief or wow, nitro, and relief, they synergetically help each other, and it's like, wow. So if you've not tried them, take my challenge. Try to prove me wrong. Just try it. Try to prove me wrong that they don't work. And if you're new, invite 4 people Wednesday and Thursday night to the show. We will give you 12 of those batteries, 36-day supply, and we'll throw in an EMF shield. And that goes to every single body that's new. Take that challenge. Sean, do you have anybody that's pressing one now? Or Irv, you want to talk a little bit about immunity and we close it out? Sean, Herb still here?
4281, you're live.
4281. Your mic is live. Hello?
Anybody? Yeah.
4281. Okay.
Hit star 6 something. If you muted
press
yourself.
Press 1 if you want to talk. If you want to tell us something, press or ask a question, press 1. Otherwise, we're going to close this out.
We don't have anybody, sir.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, because I know that you could have been doing a lot of other things than spending time here with REG. That is the Rolling Energy Group. We know that you could have been doing other things, and we value your time. We appreciate each and every single one of you, and we love you. We're here to help you because if you succeed, we succeed. You want help, you got to ask for it. Seriously, we love each and every one of you and want to help you do whatever it takes to make you successful. So thank you so much. Wednesday night, we're here. We're here every night, but Tuesday and Friday night at 8 p.m. Now, tomorrow night, join us. Contact the person that invites you and join us for our webinar. And please never, ever miss a Saturday webinar because you may not ever get to hear because time that we go through the attorneys and compliance and edit out some of the information. And sometimes it's just too chopped up that we can't put the video together to make it make sense. Because some of these practitioners from the eastern parts of the free world, they get to say things that we can't say here in the United States. So please make sure you get back with the person who invited you, and thank each and every single one of you for being here. We'll see you tomorrow night on the webinar, and we'll be back Wednesday night. Thank you, Sean. Thank each and every one of you that talked tonight, and thank you, Irv. Splendid job. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.